Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, regular listeners, you may have spotted that we've changed our name. It's now Honey & Co. The Food Sessions.
So if you hear this sound, it's just us making dinner.
Well, that and the fact that we're not allowed to use our old title anymore.
It's just been a bit of a thing, but don't worry about it.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Just don't touch my kids.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Honey & Co. I'm Sarit Packer. This series is called Who Run the World? And we're celebrating women in food. So this episode is going to be a bit different, and we're going to be talking to our team of women that run Honey & Co. And it was never really our intention to house all our managing positions with women. It kind of happened naturally. So of course there's Itamar, and he is very much involved in everything. But other than him, we have a company that's run by a few lovely women. And we're going to try and chat to as many of them as we can, give you some inside stories about what it's like working for Honey & Co. and hope to inspire a whole lot of women to join us and the industry in general. I thought I'd tell you a bit about myself, I suppose, before we start talking to all of them. I've known from like the age of 15 that this is what I want to do. I started cooking at home, and I grew up in Israel, and there you have to go and do your army service. So I went to do that, but I knew that as soon as I would come out, I would try and study how to be a chef. And I grew up in an English-speaking household, and I have a British passport. And I thought, okay, I'll just try England, and we'll see what's happening there. And I came here to college, and it was amazing, an absolutely amazing eye-opening experience. It is sadly a school that doesn't exist anymore. But it was part of the Conran Group, which was a big restaurant group that was really big in the late 90s, early 2000s. And as part of the thing, I got an interview in one of their restaurants, and I ended up at the Orrery. And I was only one of two women suddenly, and pretty inexperienced. And I just loved it. I loved the hard work. I loved the discipline. I loved the getting the day ready. I learned so much. And that's it. I've been rolling around kitchens ever since and love the energy a kitchen has and the energy customers give to a room and serving people. And that's what we try and do here at Honey & Co. And I'd like you to meet some of the women that helped me do that. So we're going to go downstairs. So we're in Honey & Spice, and we're going to leave the lovely smell of food and the customers, and we're going to walk downstairs to our offices. We actually took Honey & Spice on Warren Street opposite our original restaurant, Honey & Co., really because we just needed an office. And this shop became available, and it had two floors, and we were like, excellent, we'll bury our our administrative staff downstairs and open a shop upstairs. So this is the door. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So we're going to have a little chat with Louisa. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Louisa, what do you do here?
I manage our office. I do the PR and all kinds of things like maintenance, HR.
The kind of latest thing we've added to your portfolio of things that you do in the company is helping us with everything podcast related.
Correct, yes.
So this is part of this. So tell us what your first impressions of 5 years ago, if you remember any of them.
I started with Honey & Co. in 2014. We didn't have this lovely office. We just had Honey & Co. and my desk.
Let's say just. Honey & Co. is a whole world.
It was a whole world and it is a whole world. A simpler time.
It was a simpler time, yeah.
I started in the office, which was not an office at the time. It was a desk downstairs in Honey & Co. next to the freezer.
And under the oven.
Under the oven. There was a laundry basket at my feet. I had two phones and they would ring constantly because we didn't have a proper online booking system. So people used to call all the time to make bookings.
And you used to have the carpet. You remember the famous carpet?
Yeah, which was our booking. It was a piece of paper, basically, that you wrote in pencil. And then every time a table got bigger or smaller, you needed to move them to another table. So you had to rub it all out, start again, move them to the right place, copy down all of their details. But anytime anyone wanted to get anything out of the freezer or put anything in the oven, I had to move out the way. We didn't have such good extraction at that time either, did we? So you'd be sitting there and by the end of the day, you're basically like a piece of lamb.
Yeah.
I was basically marinated.
Yes, you were.
I was.
Nice and smoky.
Yeah, when I used to leave work and I was standing on the tube, people used to walk away from me or like try and get away from me.
They just walk away because of my personality. But before it was...
Yeah, before it was unclear. Now it's very clear that it's my personality, not the lamb smell.
What was it like your first impressions of a kitchen? Because you had never been in a professional kitchen.
I've never worked in a professional kitchen. I had no idea what to expect. There was a lot of backs.
You mean people saying the word backs?
Yeah, saying backs or behind... Have to move constantly,
Watch
which I had never come across before. Lots of running up and down the stairs with food. It was completely alien to me, but I loved it. I remember like the day would go so fast when I first started, and still now, that's the thing that I love about it so much, is that you never even think that the day's going by, whereas before I used to just sit there watching my clock.
Clock watching, It's got a vibrancy to it. Like it's got like an energy that's
happening constantly. And you're constantly busy, which is what I love. Also the food. I love my job.
Nice. Thanks, Louisa.
Thank you, Saree.
It was nice to talk to you.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to try and... find Bridget, who runs Honey and Spice. Let's see if she's here somewhere. Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Who are you?
I am Bridget Foje.
Yeah. When did you join our company?
So Lizzie is my youngest, and I gauge the age of Honey and Co. because Elizabeth was crawling around on the floor before it was open.
Yep, she was helping us clean it with her diapers. You joined us maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And you're a chef.
I'm a chef.
But nowadays you run our deli.
Yes.
So let's see how all of that happened.
So I came to England 17 years ago with my then boyfriend, now husband. And I classically trained in food, both main kitchen and pastry.
But there seems to be a very strong push in the UK that if you're a woman, the position you're offered is pastry.
So I started at the Dorchester and managed to get a work permit based on my years of culinary expertise.
You're from Seattle.
I'm from Seattle originally. From there, I went to the OXO Tower where I met Saree.
Okay, so we worked together at the OXO Tower.
And we had such fun. We did that for a couple of years.
Yeah, we were there for a few years. Yeah. And then
you got married.
I got married. And you had a baby. How do you think that changed things?
It's hard. It's hard as a woman and kids and this industry. It's that whole kind of glass ceiling thing. You either choose to have a family and then step back and you can't proceed further with your career, or you push forward and have the career. Such a hard choice.
It's also a hard financial choice. Most chefs' salaries do not pay for childcare.
No.
So you're either working for nothing or you're staying home.
My career went on hold for 2 years and I did a couple stints at Ottolenghi with you briefly. And then I went to a small hotel and progressed quickly through the ranks and became a head pastry chef. But then when I got pregnant with my second daughter, it's too much.
Yeah.
You know, pregnant, running to daycare. Like my husband would take my first daughter, Freya.
And your husband is a chef as well.
And my husband's a chef, so definitely not the most family-friendly industry.
Yeah.
Then I would run to pick up Freya, run home.
So this was part of the decision or part of the idea when we said you should join us was because we kind of, in a way, created a job that didn't exist so that it would work around your girls.
Yeah.
It didn't mean Bridget didn't sleep for pretty much good on 2 years because, I mean, you can say
I would work nights and then I would have the days with my daughters. So I would do about 3 nights a week, start at about 10 p.m., finish about 7 a.m. So the kitchen was just closing. Everyone was winding down. I would come in. I would do all the doughs. Like, the doughs would be made for me ahead of time, and then I would shape everything, the boicos, all the
babkas,
the milk buns, the Fitzrovias, which is excellent because, you know, for here in the shop, it gives me such great basis to tell everyone about everything, which is nice.
So at the time we had opened, the deli was open for maybe a year when you joined?
Yeah. And from day one, loved it.
Yeah.
I love telling people who come in and they go, oh, I've tried to make this at home. And you go, okay, tell me. And walking them through all the steps and how we get it from the base ingredients to the finished product. It's fantastic.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
When were you sleeping when you were working nights and with the girls?
And I'm telling you, she didn't sleep for 2 years. I'm honest.
I slept odd hours. I would make it up a couple nights a week, and then I would sleep, like, really, like, the power napping that everyone tells you about. I would do this, but then I would wake up and say some really bizarre things to the kids. I'd be like, why is there apricots on the door? And they'd just look at me, and they'd be like, what?
She was, honestly, she was sleepwalking for
a little bit,
for a while there.
It's a hard industry. You either are tough as nails, or, you know, you're the sweetheart, and it's hard to straddle those positions and to try not to sacrifice who you are as a person just to get where you want to be in an industry that is somewhat unforgiving to women.
I mean, it's unforgiving, period.
But it is also the biggest adrenaline rush ever. A service on a busy night and, like, knocking that out and having everything be beautiful, that is, like, the best feeling.
It is.
I miss this. This is, like, if I would say out of being out of the kitchen, that is the one thing that I miss.
That you miss the most.
The most. Yeah. It is amazing.
Thank you, Bridget.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we'll go back in the street and we'll cross the street and here's Georgia walking around with a tray of hot stew in the way to honey and spice. Anywhere on Warren Street, you can see someone of our company walking around with trays of hot food, which is ridiculous. And we're going in search of Rachel. And Rachel is our front of house manager. She's taking an order. Are you busy?
Yes. Super busy?
Yeah, quite busy. Yeah.
What's your name?
Rachel.
So you manage the front of house of our company. And when did you join us?
7.5 years ago when Honey & Co. first opened. The day before.
The day before it opened.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it?
I remember peeling stickers off plates. I remember being on a ladder outside cleaning the window.
Yeah.
I remember eating eggs in bread.
Eggs in bread, yes.
Eggs in...
Which was the first time you ate eggs.
Yeah.
But explain to people that would have no idea... first of all, what you do, because there's three locations.
Yeah, so I run the front of house for all three places. I train all the staff here, train the managers. I'd be on shift a lot, so a lot of on-shift training. And then when I spread my wings into smoke and spice, I'd be in between three places and making sure everyone knows what they're doing, making sure the managers are trained to train the staff that they have underneath them, making sure that there's processes in place for that to happen.
And then what's the part you enjoy the most about the job?
Chatting with the customers and the staff. Just how social it is. I'm a very sociable person. I like to talk a lot, as you know.
Because you have a huge talent of managing to remember people. You remember something they wore and what they came in and what they ate and their cat and if their boyfriend broke up with them or if they're coming from the hospital.
People think I'm really creepy.
But I mean, you do remember.
Yeah.
Like that's a big part of your job, remembering people, no?
You know, if I'm speaking with someone, I'm quite nosy. So I like to find out about people. And it sticks in my head. I'm like, I have good memory.
I know it's a very hard question to ask, but if you could say something that it would inspire other women to come into the service industry and see it as a proper career.
I wake up every day and I never, ever think I don't want to go to work. I love my job. I really do. And I feel like so privileged that I am able to say that. I get a lot of people saying to me, oh, so like, what else do you do? Are you an actress? And people still see this industry, like front of house, as something that you wouldn't choose to do as a career.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because
it's
an amazing career that pays well and has a lot of satisfaction. And
Rachel,
you use your time and your kind of place in a company in an amazing way because you do a charity that you completely initiated. Tell us a bit about it.
One Sunday a month, the third Sunday of every month usually, I open Honey and Coke as we're closed and invite the local elderly people in Fitzrovia for free tea and cakes. I've done it for about 4.5 years now. So I have my regulars and it's really, really lovely. Because in Honey and Coke we don't get that many elderly people because it's quite small and loud and, you know, the tables are quite close together, so it's not the most comfortable for elderly people. But there are so many elderly people in this area and we are such a big part of this community and elderly people are such a big part of the community here as well. And we weren't coming together, so it's a really nice way to bring us together. It's a little bit sad sometimes because I've lost a few along the way. Yeah.
I'm always amazed that you have the energy on a Sunday to give up from your time. And it's lovely. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cool. We're going in the back door of Honey and Smoke, which we just almost walked past, but we open up and you hear the extraction. This is how Honey and Smoke rolls. Hello. Hi, Antonia. Hi, George. How are you doing? See, today is my kitchen of men, but we'll go in search of our woman Paz somewhere. Hello, guys.
Hi, Zoltan.
No, we're not coming for you. We're coming for Pazzy. Here she is. She's hiding on a computer. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Maria Paz. I'm from Argentina. I came here 10 years ago, more or less. I'm a chef.
And you're our head chef here at Honey and Smoke.
I'm the head chef of Honey and Smoke, yeah. It's my first time working with Middle Eastern food. Difficult at the beginning, but exciting.
How did you come to work with us?
Well, I follow Honey and Co. for a while, and I thought they were working with women a lot, and I really wanted to work in a kitchen with women. So I email you.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, you remember. And I say like, hey, I'm looking for a job. Do you have any opportunities? And Sari invited me for a chat and we chat and I got the job.
Do you think there's any challenges that you have being a woman in a kitchen that are different than being a man in a kitchen?
I feel like sometimes it's difficult guys to respect you. As a woman having a higher position than them. So that is a bit challenging in how to talk to them and make them do what we want them to do. But to be honest, we have a very lovely team here. We're very lucky with all the guys that we have and they're all very, very nice.
Even the men we have are nice people to work with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We always have nice people. The ones that they have massive egos and they're not so nice are the ones that they don't last so long.
Don't survive, so long. Yes.
Yeah. They don't survive under me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
This is the nicest tea.
Amazing, the tea.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Inbal Yefet. I'm a general manager in the restaurants. I help to overlook finance, maintenance, a bit of HR, a bit of everything. I do not know how to cook. You don't want to have my food.
But I
can eat and I can criticize. I am Israeli. I know Sarit and Itamar from 20 years ago when we met. I worked in the IT, I worked in travel, and after I gave birth to my third child, I thought, let's find something else. And I talked to Sarit, and I asked her, would you like me to work with you? And she said, duh.
Sarit didn't say duh.
I did. I said, we were waiting for you to say something, is what I actually said. Yes.
Okay, my name is Yulia Khodubska. I know Sarit and Itamar around 14 years. They were my bosses in my previous job. And when they opened the restaurant, it was my dream to again work with them. So I wasn't waiting so long like Inbal. I just came one day. I was so shy to ask about this. I was hungover on this day and it made me very courageous, no?
Yes, I prefer to tell people you were drunk, not hungover.
I might be even drunk, but I was so like coming like every day since the moment they opened for like first three months nonstop. And I knew it from day one, I want to work there and I was too shy to ask.
How long have you been in the world of food?
I'm actually born into family who was working in like pastry, but like Polish pastry, which is very like old school. Pastry business from like generation. I remember our bakery in like kind of middle of small village in mountains from like 1947 they opened. So, you know, I grew up in pastry shop. My grandfather was pastry chef. My father was pastry chef.
But did you always know you were going to end up in the world of food or you thought you were going to do other things?
No, I was using this as a easy way of income. Yeah. So I was continuing my education. I was in high school. Then I went to uni. In meantime, I done even more like particular like courses like cake decoration, which was 20 something years ago, paid amazing money. My main source of income was chefing. Mm-hmm. But then I figured out I want an easier life and I want to work in like office in consulting company. And after 2 years, I decide now I have to come back to cooking. Not from reason like that I'm such a food lover, from different reason. It gave me way of living, which I could wrap my head around tasks, very easy goals. You don't need to plod around like in all these offices and all these companies. No, it's just food and me. I don't have like 20 people around like in offices with too much time, too much headspace.
I remember a lot of conversations of ours about the fact that actually you had a lot more scope to work in a higher position, but you chose to take this job because it allowed you a different kind of life.
Yes. When I moved to England, I wanted to learn more from cooking and pastry. But then I quickly realized this lifestyle doesn't match actually very family life. Mm-hmm. And I was with my beloved boyfriend at the time. We had big dreams to like save a lot of money, open company, have children, have flats together. So I quickly discovered, it took me like 2 years, I would have to choose my dream, personal dreams or work. So I sacrifice everything.
I mean, something's changed because nowadays you run our company.
You've taken on every responsibility. Because I started to be very unhappy in my relationship. I actually realized this dream will never happen. Let's switch on dream number two. The moment I approached Sarit, it was Sarit.
I remember this very clearly because I remember all the times before in our previous job where I asked you to like take on more responsibility and me thinking in my mind, wow, she's sacrificing so much. She can do so much more.
But maybe I was like that when I was a teenager. Then I put in my head all these like dreams from Vogue or Elle to be like this like beautiful Polish housewife. Boring. Actually, I think I turned into my mom because I wanted to be all my life something else than my mom because she's very workaholic. But you cannot run out from this who you are.
No, we all turn into our parents in some kind of way. There's no way to avoid it, I think. So In the company, actually, you and Bridget are the only people we have that have kids. Do you think that's indicative of our industry? Do you think it's an issue for women with kids to join?
I think it's a job for young people because of the vibe, the intensity. I always joke with Sarit that I feel like I'm getting older and the rest of the staff stay the same age because they're always in their 20s up to their early 30s. And I'm
and
aging.
Because Imbal and I are the same age. So we age together.
So it really depends on the partner. If you can share it, probably you could do it. Mm-hmm. But it can be, I know that you stand lots of hours on your
leg. Okay, last question. Julia, what's the best part about the job?
First, you're always meeting new and young people. It's not possible for you to basically stay shuttered on anything what's happening in the world. To be very flexible, which people in my age, over 40, are usually not. They already ready-made product, not challenged by anything and anyone. I love it the most. I find myself as such a current person. I can jump into any circle and environment. I have to find, I know how to speak to everyone, mm-hmm. to people to actually see me and hear me.
Thanks, ladies. We're going to have some dinner. Itamar!
Oh my God. You never go hungry.
That interview was part of our series, Who Run the World? Celebrating Women in Food. Thank you to all the incredible women of Honey & Co. Drop us an email with your thoughts, feedbacks, questions. You can email us at podcasts@honeyandco.co.uk or you can find us on social media at Honey & Co. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Click subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to get the rest of the series. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.